Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. During the next half hour, we continue to feature each Motown artist's first rhythm and blues top 40 hit on the Billboard charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, Junior Rocker and the All-Stars, Michael Jackson, Martha of the Vandellas, the Isley Brothers, the Commodores, Barney DeBarge, and the Velvets. Well, first up this half hour, Gladys Knight and the Pips and Everybody Needs Love right here on Motown.
Say you wanna be loved, but you won't let me love you. Say you want someone to trust in you, baby. Can't you see that's what I'm trying to do?
If you can, reach out and touch. Good Time Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Shotgun, and they reached number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, and that was their first Rhythm and Blues Top 40 hit. Before that, Diana Ross and Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, number seven from 1970, and we started with Gladstone the Pips and Everybody Needs Love, number three in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, featuring each Motown artist's first Rhythm and Blues Top 40 hit on the Billboard charts. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson and Got to Be There. Well, Got to Be There was Michael Jackson's debut single, written by Elliot Willensky, and it was produced by Hal Davis and recorded at Motown's Hitsville West Studios in Hollywood. The single became an immediate success, reaching number one on Cashboard's Pop and Rhythm Blues charts, while reaching number four on Billboard's Pops and Rhythm and Blues singles charts. Released to select European countries, it also found success, reaching number five in the UK. Well, here is Michael Jackson and Got to Be There, right here on Motown Memories.
My
Isley Brothers with their first Rhythm and Blues Top 40 song on the Billboard charts, This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, and they reached number 6 from 1966. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas and Come and Get These Memories, number 6 from 1963. And we started with Michael Jackson and Got to Be There, number 4 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature each Motown artist's first Rhythm and Blues Top 40 hit on the Billboard charts. Well, coming up, the first hit from the Commodores, an instrumental with Lionel Richie playing the saxophone, Machine Gun, right here on Motown.
Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. We'll be right back. Continue with Tom Fowler.
I want to believe.
Velvetts, a Motown Memories favorite artist, The Needle in a Haystack, and they reached number 31 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964, and that was their first top 40 song on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart. And before that, Bunny DeBarge and Save the Best for Me, Best of Your Lovin', and they reached number 18 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1987. That was her only charting song on the Rhythm and Blues charts. She was also part of the group DeBarge at this time. So we started with Machine Gun and the Commodores, number 7 from 1974. Well, this hour featured all Motown artists' first rhythm and blues top 40 hit on the Billboard music charts.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.